How does the IMF chief's arrest affect the European debt crisis?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The head of the International Monetary Fund awaits arraignment in New York later this morning. Dominique Strauss-Kahn was arrested over the weekend, accused of sexually assaulting a hotel maid. Kahn was expected at a meeting today among Eurozone countries to finalize plans for Portugal's bailout and to determine whether Greece might need some more help, too. Reporter Christopher Worth is following the story from London, and he's with us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
So what impact could Strauss-Kahn's absence have?
Well, the impact could be pretty significant here. I mean, Dominique Strauss-Kahn has led the IMF in such a way that supported European leaders in preventing default of sovereign debt and bank debt in Greece, Ireland, and Portugal. And it's important to remember that these bailouts are actually loans that these countries have to pay back. That prevents banks in places like Germany that bought Greek debt from taking losses on those investments. But there may be some division within the IMF over whether these bailouts are working. It's being said his staff at the IMF are actually in favor of allowing these countries to restructure or default on the money they owe. With Strauss-Kahn absent, there's a question over whether the IMF could begin to lean in that direction.
Now, obviously, Chris, these are just charges. But what happens if Strauss-Kahn is forced to leave his position at the IMF?
Then we could see some big changes in the way the IMF and even the World Bank work. When these institutions were set up after the Second World War, it was something of a gentleman's agreement that the World Bank would always be led by an American and an IMF by a European. But Martin Wolf of the Financial Times says with emerging economies like China and Brazil now as big creditors to the IMF, that could change.
There's a lot of pressure to have a non-European head, and a non-European head may be very much less friendly towards these deals, and that could create quite a massive conflict among the membership.
And Steve, you know, last month, a group of countries, including China and Brazil, called on the head of the IMF to be chosen by merit instead of nationality.
All right. Christopher Worth in London. Chris, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
U.S. Treasury Department says today is the day the federal government will hit its $14.3 trillion debt limit, even though Treasury's buying some time until August by using a few accounting maneuvers. Still, there is no deal in Washington to raise the debt ceiling. President Obama says not raising it threatens the U.S. economy. A lot of House Republicans say they won't do it unless there are big spending cuts. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says the Washington games are nothing new. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
Why is it such a concern that we're having this debt ceiling debate?
Well, to those of us who are into financial markets, it's like watching little children running around in a dynamite factory with incendiary devices, having no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, that would be a problem. Would it have any, I don't know, any trickle down to us regular folks if we ended up not pushing up the debt ceiling?
I don't think it's going to happen, but I suspect it would get really ugly. There would be real problems. The United States could run out of money, could not make payments to people in the United States. It owes money to, like, Social Security. I could draw you scenarios of the end of the world and meltdown that might or might not be realistic. It's just concerning to see this happen when, in the end, no matter what happens, if the government runs deficits, you got to pay for it somehow.
Well, Alan, this whole debate, though, is not new. I mean, the kids have been playing around in the dynamite factory for a long time, right?
Right. The debate is not new. I think they're pushing it farther than they did the last time. A couple of years ago, when George Bush was president, people like then-Senator Obama said, this is terrible. We can't increase the debt limit. And the Democrats at that point were the party of fiscal restraint. And the Republicans were saying, be grown up and raise the debt limit. And now that the Democrats are sort of in power, the Republicans are pretending to care about the government's financial situation. It does get old, but an endless source of copy for people in the news business.
Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan with us from New York. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets around the world are lower right now. NASDAQ and the Intercontinental Exchange have dropped their bid to buy the New York Stock Exchange. They didn't think it would pass regulatory muster. Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 100 points to close at 12,595.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years committed to innovation in diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com. and by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ.
I remember years ago when I was working full-time, knee-deep in Psych 283 homework and eating ramen noodles for dinner, I'd find myself mumbling one question. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott says it's a pretty common question.
Is college worth the money? Not surprisingly, your answer may depend on whether you got a degree. Paul Taylor is one of the Pew Survey's authors. He says a majority of the general public said college is not a good value for the money.
But if you ask college graduates whether college was a good investment for them personally, an overwhelming share, 86%, say, yes, it was a good investment for me personally.
Taylor says a typical college graduate makes almost $20,000 a year more than someone who has only finished high school. Richard Vedder directs the Center for College Affordability and Productivity. He says that's not the case for the many people who go to college and don't finish.
There are still a lot of people for whom college is a good investment. But for that 40% who don't make it through, it's clearly not so good an investment.
College graduates also reported being happier and more satisfied with their jobs. Among 18 to 35-year-olds without a bachelor's degree and not in school, almost half said they couldn't afford college. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, a German man won the title of the world's best beard at the World Beard and Mustache Competition in Norway yesterday. Hairdresser Elmer Wieser beat out 160 other hopefuls from 15 countries. Wieser's beard was shaped like a moose and Norwegian flag. He's no stranger to the competition. He won 6 years ago with facial hair molded into Berlin's Brandenburg Gate. You can check out pictures of Wieser's beard at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Oil has brought fortunes to Nigeria. Pollution, though, and violence, too. So, worth it?
When you look at what oil money could have done to the country, it could have changed, that's where you feel almost as if what has been achieved is nothing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, where oil and prosperity don't necessarily go hand in hand. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.